present today because Paul is so lovely and Jane Thompson as well was so lovely that she went to do this presentation in my second year. So the topic, when I was in my second year placement, I had a really good experience and a fantastic mentor. She was really, really good. I would say that she's probably what I would think would be a perfect teacher, to be honest with you. And she implemented the disciplinary approach to the topic, and it was extreme environment by doing this light sometimes for 7 minutes as well. So they'll probably be well in front of me, but you probably appreciate that. So I was in my second year placement, and me and my we went there, it was already on code. So it was extreme environment, the topic was, and basically it was, I'm focusing on collaborative group work within this, but there was a lot else that was fantastic about it. There was just a great classroom ethos, among other things, that just this topic brought with it. So basically, I'll give you a wee bit of background on how this topic came to be. It was all completely child-led. There was no teacher instruction at all. The teachers were basically there to facilitate, which I suppose is the idea of what we should be doing anyway. How it came about was, the class all sat down, they all sat before, there was actually 63, and then there were 64 pupils across a shared classroom. And they all sat down on the floor and they asked, what will we do? What do you want to do? And they decided extreme environments. From then on, they thought, what kind of environments do we get? So, for example, the Arctic, Antarctica, the Great Barrier Reef, all areas like this came out from that. Then they sat down again. They got a big piece of paper, what will we learn about? And they picked out different things that we could do, that every area could explore further. So they all had a kind of vague instruction of what to do, and then they went into groups. How the collaborative groups were decided, it wasn't anything, there wasn't like ability groups and anything like that at all. They just wrote their name on a piece of paper and they wrote what environment they would like to go into and put it in a ballot. So then they drew them all out. It actually worked out that they were fairly even, except from one group, which was actually only three girls within the one group. They actually worked better than most of the others. I would say that the groups are probably friendship groups because I think they probably sat beside their friend and said, what are you going to write? But it actually worked really, really well. So what I'm really wanting to look at is the advantages and disadvantages of what collaborative group work was. Because obviously you can read as much as you want in the books, but when you go out there it's a lot harder anyway. I'll start with the disadvantages because they're the negatives and I'm going to go away. The first thing that's like everything you would think would be the noise level in the class, and I suppose that just comes down to what kind of teacher you are. For me, I would have thought that the noise level in our class was because of how busy they were. And okay, sometimes they weren't on task, but if you went up and asked any one of those pupils a question about their given area, they knew an answer. They could tell you the depth of the Mariana Trench just like that, and obviously we didn't know that. So another thing was, it was difficult to know if everybody was on task. That's why the teachers were there, and then me and Rachel as students were there as well to go in and try and help. Some groups were better than others, but like I said, the ones that weren't on task, it didn't mean that they didn't know what was going on. Okay, they maybe weren't contributing quite as much, but they were learning. Anyway, another thing was there was disputes within groups, but I think something that was learned from the disputes was that because they had to justify a stance, they had to justify why they thought something should be included in their given area. It made them learn more from it because they had to justify it and they had to think, well, hold on, that might actually be right. And they took on each other's opinions. One disadvantage which I would say was very difficult to get around was we actually had a child in our class from Nepal and he'd had absolutely no English. But he could understand, but he just would not speak. So he was really left out within his group, he just kind of sat, but you could see him sometimes going and have a look around for some things, but he would never speak to you about it, so he was not getting the like true communication, he wasn't getting anything like that, but he was doing things like cutting out, so in a way he was, but I think for him maybe it wasn't quite as beneficial, but then he was doing quite good to get to the stage he was at anyway. There was one particular group that kind of always needed a wee bit of somebody leaning or checking they were on task. I think something about that is if you set group like roles within the group, that might have been helped a wee bit further, but like I said, they did all know, they knew the subject inside out. The advantages for the group work, collaborative group work, was children, they're always learning from each other, and they're far more enthusiastic when they're working within the group, especially when it was with their peers. I think that they bounced off one another's enthusiasm and they motivated each other to learn. It developed their social skills because there was a certain amount of strange characters within the class, and I think it really brought them on, especially when they had to work with children that they maybe wouldn't have done if they didn't have to. The collaborative group work, it was taken on and it was used in other areas, for example in language. They would do subjects that were related to their topic, but it was also related in other areas they worked on. They made stories together, so they took those skills and applied them elsewhere. I think the fact that it was not an ability group, it actually was quite good because the stronger pupils actually helped on the weaker ones. And just because they weren't maybe as good at language or maths, doing their drawing up their graphs and everything, it didn't mean that they didn't have strengths in other areas like their art, so they could actually use all the different strengths that they had within the group. Super good. They were really tied in their work because they'd done it all by themselves. It was amazing. I mean, look at the kind of things they turned out. They were so proud of it, and they just, it was amazing. There was another good advantage of this collaborative group work is that you built a really strong relationship. It was a good chance for me and Rachel to actually get in and talk to the children and like build up good relationships. Even if you weren't talking on topic, it was nice to be able to bond with them in that way. The Great White Shark, that's an example of the kind of like really good team teaching that the two teachers had across the class. One child just said, I think it'd be really good if we make a Great White Shark, and they went, right, sure, we'll do that. So they took a wee different pupils and they built up that shark by themselves. It was amazing. So that was, there's loads and loads of advantages. The aim of the whole topic was eventually they had their parents come in, and there was a night for all the parents. And with that they got to, brought their parents right into the learning, and when they were going home and asking, right, this is what I've been doing today, I really want to look that up. So I would say it was really good for the school and the parents, the relationship between them as well, and that was all the pictures of the parents being in and everything. But I would say that this is definitely, that my second year placement for me, it definitely showed me that collaborative group works, definitely so effective. If you can do it effectively, then it just works great, and then an interdisciplinary topic as well, it's just fantastic, just so interesting, and that's really me. So, thank you.